Welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast, hosted by Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt, the commander of Lister Army Health Clinic and the health services director at Fort Novosel. Each month, listen in as the team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable health content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. In today's show, we're spotlighting the PCS season with some very special guests from our Fort Novosel command team. The commanding general, Major General, and Mrs. Michael McCurry are joining us to share their experiences on military moves, from saying goodbye to friends to getting the kids involved in the planning process. Join us now for PCS Season with the McCurrys.
Well, hello, Fort Novosel. This is Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt here, welcoming you back to another episode of the Lister Health Talks podcast. We develop content that stands the test of time, and this episode is no different. But hey, if you haven't listened to some of our previous podcasts, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. And if you're a leader out there, it may be something that kind of helps to put in some mortar between the bricks of briefings and things, and you can use it as a resource. Sometimes it's good just to put in something a little bit different and unique. So, for example, a couple episodes ago, we had the lead installation SARC. So maybe you want to dig into the SHARP program a little bit more or in a different way. And then most recently, we talked about Mental Health Awareness Month and really talking about different tools and things that we can look at in our own lives as well as that around us. So today's topic is really, really important. You know, I think we can all appreciate there are four seasons in the calendar. That is summer, fall, winter, and spring. But for the United States military, we have a fifth season and we call it Permanent Change of Station, PCS Move Season. For those that are new to the military or not familiar, that's really when we all move. We call it PCS season. And it's definitely a time where we all can appreciate and get those experiences. It is a stressful time. And in light of Mental Health Awareness Month, we want to kind of dig into that topic a little bit and about how we can help promote our own health, our own well-being, particularly as a family. I am really excited about our guest today. Very special guest, not only from a professional, but also a personal standpoint, have poured into my family as well as Lister Army Health Clinic. Very happy and excited to welcome the Commanding General and his wife from the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence in Fort Novosel, Major General and Mrs. McCurry. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thanks,
happy
Garrett.
To be here.
Excellent. So let's dive in. First of all, we can say that you both have probably had more than one or two moves, not 100, and somewhere in between. And in addition to that, you have a lovely family of, correct me if I'm wrong, with six kiddos and now three grandkids as well. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. I nailed it. So like, talk me through, maybe give me an idea how many moves you guys have experienced and maybe what are some of the challenges and rewarding aspects of PCS moves?
Well, since we got married almost 30 years ago, we've moved 16 times PCS, and so that's quite a lot of experience doing this. I think the hardest thing about moving is saying goodbye to friends and where you've established things. And one of the great, most exciting things about moving is getting to experience new places and new faces and still keep in touch with those you made before.
Anything to add, Mr. Curry?
No, I would agree. I think leaving the people, because the people are really what make or break any duty station you're at. So leaving great people is always a challenge. And I think just the stress of it overall, of a move, is a little bit challenging. But we've learned over the years that you do get past that. There are some great lessons that we learn with moving.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Mr. Curry. Well, I'll start with you. What fun about this podcast and the listeners we have here? We have a lot of new families in this community here at Fort Novosel. Interested in any lessons learned that you might advise these new families? This might be their first. Maybe they've moved on their own. Maybe they're a bachelor before. Now they're married now. Spouse, kids, you name it. Now they have a family unit. What does that look like? What's some lessons learned?
That's a great question. Whenever you're talking about moving with multiple people, especially with children, I think it's important to manage your expectations. I think managing whether you expect for everything to be wonderful in your new place and everything to go very smoothly, whether it has to do with your moving your household goods or the new job or the new schools, just to manage those expectations that allow for some flexibility and having clear communication is really important with your spouse and with the rest of your family so that things can go as smoothly as possible.
Yeah. I'm always really good at clear communication.
Fantastic.
One of my strong suits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. I feel it coming out, and I think my spouse, if she's listening, I'm sure she is, would probably agree that I am absolutely the most consummate communicator until I'm not, which is probably almost every time.
My famous statement is, we talked about this. Usually we haven't. One of the keys to, as we've had more moves, and especially as our children have grown, is as you prepare for that PCS, really looking at the place you're going and incorporating the kids, letting them help you get online and research things to do in the area that might be exciting and the schools and things like that. I think that's really important. And then comes the hard part, which is kind of the organization and a lot of those tasks that lead to PCS. It's amazing when we only live someplace 2 or 3 years, how much stuff we accumulate between moves.
Amen.
For sure. I think every move, I feel like we've forgotten how we move every time, but then we kind of like rekindle and have all these lessons learned, best practices. Hey, let's dig into kind of breaking it into the family composite, you know, and there's a lot of pieces of how to kind of scope how you work with the family going through a move. At least that's been in our experience. Interested in your thoughts, let's first dig at the core level of the partner level, the spouse level. What are ways that you stay maybe connected or kind of navigate through a move space and the stressors therein?
Well, we haven't always been good at that. I would say we might get better. We go into our safe space, which is a big calendar that we've done things with big calendars on the refrigerator or on the wall and laying it out so the whole family can see. Then it makes it easier if I forgot to say something or do something that we spot it earlier on. I think that's good. I also think it's important before you leave, a lot of relationships that you formed with your spouse and their friends, you want to make sure you celebrate those before you leave and recognize the people that have meant a lot to you at your current location.
I think it's very important that you show a lot of grace, a lot of flexibility, realize that it is a stressful time. You're probably going to say things or maybe not communicate as clearly as you should, and just be willing to forgive and be flexible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the forgiveness piece is definitely one I can appreciate, and probably most of our listeners, if you've been through one or two. And I think redundancy is helpful, definitely for me. That's what my spouse, Alice, would tell you. We've learned that just because she's told me once doesn't mean that I picked it up.
I think really being intentional with what you do and deliberate check-ins on the move. Don't assume, you know, I'm the king of that. As I said, I thought we talked about this. Don't assume anything. Be deliberate about it. And be patient with each other. There's a lot to handle. The other thing I think is make time for each other. The move can consume all, maybe a deliberate scheduling of a date night right in the middle of the move when it's really inconvenient to give you both a mental break from the tasks would be really helpful.
I'm thinking back to, I feel like, to any marriage or relationship book I've ever read or any seminar I've ever gone to, and you avoid the terms of always and never.
Yeah, absolutely.
You always know. No, mm-hmm. You don't always, just sometimes. So let's dig into the next composition of the family, right? The kiddos, those we support. And for some of our listeners, it may not just be kids. You might have, you know, your mom or dad as part of your uncle and as part of the team as well. What does that look like in being in a successful move for the kiddos? How do you kind of approach that?
For us, we've had several years of doing moves with different ages of children. Our twins, who are now in their 20s, went to 4 different high schools. We moved every year during their high school years. We included them in the decision-making and the scheduling, and I think that is really important, regardless of the age of your child, to include them in knowing what to expect. We might communicate really well as a couple, and maybe.
A lot of times.
We might know, you know, what's going on and have each other's Google calendars and be able to see what's going on. But the children don't necessarily know. Next week, the movers are coming, or the week after that, we're moving to a hotel and things like that. We just kind of expect them to come along with us, and we need to give them the same grace that we're giving each other and communicate with them as well.
And I think giving them some choices. They don't have a choice to move or not a lot of times, you know, but maybe you can make it, you know, hey, when we get to the new house, you're going to pick the color, we're going to paint your room, or we're going to buy the rugs for, if you have hardwoods, we're going to buy the rugs for your room. You can pick that. If you can give them some say over the new living environment, I think that's really important. Our military kids are pretty resilient. Sadie mentioned our oldest, and we did have a chance at one point to decide whether we were going to move as a family or I was going to be a Geo Bachelor for a year, because we knew we were going to move twice in 2 years. We already knew that based on a command slate. We offered to the girls a choice and said, you know, Dad can go Geo Batch it, or we can all move twice, or we can, you guys could stay here, and Dad could road run back and forth because we were near the National Capital Region at the time. And we kind of, they were 16, 17 at the time, and we kind of left them to discuss it. They were twins. And they came back to us. At that point in time, I'd been deployed 4 out of the last 7 years. And they basically came back as the military kids and with their resilience that they'd formed over the years. And they said, look, Dad, if the Army says we're going to be apart, then we'll be apart. But we're not going to choose to be apart when we don't have to. And so they chose really to move every year in high school to keep the family together. And I think that's a great example of the resilience and connectiveness of our military kids with their families.
I love this so much because the kids, you know, we like to use the term resilience. I think it's in training, and immediately it becomes a common term in the military, we use it quite a bit. But, man, you want to talk about the quintessential definition of resilience and bouncing back, and that's definitely our kiddos. You know, you kind of spoke to this already a little bit, sir, but I'm interested to hear of other thoughts that you might have on what really has impressed you most about your kids as you've gone through the many, you said 16 moves, I think, correct, and not to mention the deployments. What's really kind of struck you there?
I think resilience may be an overused term, but their ability to bounce back after hardship, kind of the definition of resilience, whether it's separation through deployment and having to kind of get used to having two parents again after a deployment and that kind of reintegration period, or it's the decisions like I talked about choosing to move to keep the family together. And our kids have really pulled together too during moves. I see during moves, especially when we move overseas, we've really seen our kids, both when we moved to Europe and when we moved to Korea, where our kids really pulled together and enjoyed each other even more in those environments. So I'm pretty impressed with their ability to do that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And also their willingness to try new things. And I think depending on how we as the adults frame it, it's something to look forward to. We're not constantly asking, are you okay? Are you okay? Is this, you know, we're looking forward to things and not diminishing the difficult parts of things, but trying to keep a positive view. And they try new things. They try new foods, meet new people, new sports. When we were in Korea, they tried a bunch of sports that they didn't have the opportunity to try here in the States. So they were open to that. And that really, I thought, was really impressive.
I think that's another great key for overseas moves specifically is, you know, first of all, realize you're a guest in another country, but and defer to them on things. Attempt to speak the language. They know, obviously, when you start trying to attempt to speak the language that you can't speak the language.
But, yeah, that's right.
But it's considerate for them to hear you attempt to do it. And most of them speak English, and then they'll just say, it's okay, yeah, Talk English to me. But you've been deferential to them and their culture. And then explore the other aspects of their culture, whether it's cuisine or sightseeing, you know, and that's another great way to involve the kids is get out and see things that are different than their own culture and help broaden their view.
I think what I'm hearing kind of a common theme here is, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, and it sometimes looks easy from outside in when you see all these other folks moving and they're like, oh, there's a few stressors, but they've got it locked down. Turns out most of us don't have it perfectly figured out, but there are some tips to make it a lot more helpful. I remember you mentioned, sir, about integrating into the culture, and we moved to Germany, and our oldest now, but when she was growing up in a German preschool, her best term was Schmetterling, and so which was a butterfly, right, for our listeners. And so I'm probably mispronouncing it terribly, but it helped a lot when we went into a restaurant. Alice and I couldn't speak, but all of a sudden Schmetterling came out and everybody's heart melted. We became integrated in that. So I love this idea of integrating the family, but also giving them some say, because you're right, sir. There's just a lot of things even we don't have a say in. So that's a very helpful thing for our listeners. Okay, so let's talk about maybe folks are moving to Fort Novosel. You know, this is just something I was thinking about. Maybe is there something really helpful in the area that we need to think about? I mean, I know we have great events coming up this summer if you're moving in, but any other things about Fort Novosel that makes this place great?
First of all, you know, for everybody knows, Sadie and I have, you know, this is kind of like a second home for our family. Sadie graduated from high school here. We met here. I went to school as an elementary school child when my dad was stationed at then Fort Rucker. So we love it here. I think one of the key aspects of this place is the people of the Wiregrass. They're incredibly warm and welcoming. They want to include you. They want the people from Fort Novosel to be involved at their community events outside the gate. So I would say take advantage of those opportunities. And while it's not an overseas move, there's definitely some Southern culture things down here in the Wiregrass you can take advantage of if you've never been down here in this part of the country before. So I encourage everybody to do that.
And like Max said, it's a very, very welcoming community. And if you're open, and I think you find that pretty much anywhere you go, that to be open to what their community is, to be open to the way they do things, it might not be the way you did things at your last duty station or the way you did things at home, but be open and to something new. And I think that's how you'll find the best of any community you integrate in.
And I would say we have one of the best FMWRs around. They got all kinds of events. So if you're here before the 4th of July, we got Freedom Fest. And last year we had 18,000 people for Freedom Fest. So it's going to be a great event again this year and throughout the year. Numerous activities for everybody in the family to take advantage of.
Obviously, I know Fort Novosel is obviously your best installation you've ever been assigned to. But if there was a second place that was one of your favorite places to go to, maybe not because of the move itself, so we'll move past that, transcend that. But what was one of your favorite assignments?
Well, this morning we were sitting around the breakfast table talking with the kids, and you know, one of the things that our kids really loved is that they loved Korea. And we talked about, okay, why? And one of the things was, if you PCS with your family to Korea, you get half your weight allowance. Mm. And so you end up leaving a lot of things in storage. Well, one of the things that our kids really liked is that life was a little simpler, that they had the things that were most important to them, but maybe they didn't have as much clutter and things around the rest of the house. And because we were focused on experiencing Korea, they knew that in the off times that those were the things we were going to go do. And so the expectations were really good, and they loved it there. They'd go back in a heartbeat.
I would completely agree. And I think anywhere that we have been, we've looked for the good in that place, because you can find good, you can find less than good anywhere you go. So we've really tried to look for the good. And every time we've been somewhere, we've said, wow, we really love it here. We're going to miss this, that, or the other thing. Even when we were at Fort Drum, yes, we were going to miss that crazy snow. I don't know. I don't think we have really a favorite. I think that we've been blessed to be in some amazing places.
I think it's really what you make it. There's a lot of places around the Army where people say, oh, that place. And then they say, most of the time on those places, they say you cry twice. You cry when you got orders there, but then you cry harder when you have to leave, because you really pull together as a family and a military community.
Yeah, I can definitely relate and appreciate that. I have one more question, and then I want to pass it back over to you, see if you have any other thoughts for our listeners. You know, we talked about, you know, how do you support each other as a spouse, as a partner? How do you support kiddos and involve them? And one I didn't think to ask before, but I'll ask it now, is how do you kind of take care of yourself? What's kind of a, is there a mentality? Is there even a routine that you use? I don't know. What are some tips and tricks for yourself as you move?
You know, for me, some of the things that are a really important part of my life are my faith. I used to be really good about taking care of my fitness, but that is something I have kind of let go. And I feel like I did much better when I was taking care of myself, my health, my physical fitness, because that all plays into your mental health and your emotional health, and which is really important because it's going to be strained during a move. So that's one area. And I think just keeping as much as you can simple and predictable. If you have a regular practice of doing prayer time as a family, continue to do that. Don't cut that out. If you have a regular practice of going on a walk, or just even just walking the dog, or anything that is to keep some semblance of normalcy.
Yeah, and I think there's a tendency, you know, if you look at well-rounded people, Sadie mentioned mental and spiritual fitness and physical fitness. You know, lately I've been fitness sandwich in my mouth, but I would say there's a little bit when you get ready to leave somewhere, there's a tendency to start to begin to pull back early from your friends and the community as you, because you realize you're going to have to say goodbye and nobody likes that. But I would caution against doing that too soon. You need those people that you are close to in the community to help you as you begin to move to your next space. And so don't sever those relationships. Maintain a little social fitness at the same time.
Ms. McCrary, I want to turn back over to you. You know, there is also, while there's also a lot of dynamics in terms of mentality and how you kind of context and frame up, shape your way, there's also a lot of resources available. What are some resources that either you know are available or maybe that you've used that you could probably share with some of our attendees?
Absolutely. You know, moving is a very stressful time. It doesn't matter if you've done it one time or you've done it 16 times or even more, and whether you have children or not, married or not. Some of the resources include your chaplains. They can, many of them are trained counselors and can point you in the right direction. Even if you don't share their faith or are part of that faith tradition, you can certainly reach out to them. They can help you find the resources that you need. ACS has a plethora of resources for families. Financial resources. If you're having a problem, if you have any kind of emergency, there's Army Emergency Relief, AER. that you can reach out to. My Army OneSource is also a great resource. You can go online and get counseling. Also, job hunting. You can get help there if you're looking for a job in your new location. So help is out there. You just kind of have to get out there and not be afraid and ask for it.
Our time is drawing to a close, but I'd like to pass it back over to see if you have anything else that we didn't cover that you're like, hey, maybe, you know, think about this as well. And so I'm interested in your closing thoughts.
Just a couple tips that I'm thinking of when it comes to moving and going to a new place. There's a few things that you want to make sure that you have access to, and that's obviously the housing, taking care of that, schooling for your children, make contacts with the school liaison officer or whoever happens to be in that position at your new place. Make sure that you know, this is kind of obvious here at Lister, but your medical community. You never know when the day after you move into a new place, somebody's going to have a medical event, a kid's going to get injured. You want to know where you're going to get help. And start reaching out as soon as you get somewhere. Even if you're an introvert and it doesn't come naturally to you, reach out. Be awkward. Be weird. It's okay.
Yeah, I would say two things. First, on the moving itself, moves can be expensive. So have a little bit of discussion with your spouse about the financial plan through the move. We know the military pays for certain things. We know the reimbursement timelines. So have a budget, stick to it. Be aware of the lifestyle you might want to achieve on the other end, and don't overreach early on to cut, because financial stress is real stress in a relationship. So you got to be careful with that. And the last thing I would say is Fort Novosel community, Wiregrass, Lister Army Health Clinic community, tremendous friends, tremendous companions. Our good friend Colonel Helen Mimino, our Australian LNO, used to talk about mateship and what it meant. And everybody here, you guys are mates for life with us.
Well, sir, ma'am, thank you so much for your comments. And we feel the same about you as well. And the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence for Novosel is certainly the McCurry family has been special to all of us, and definitely partnered with Lister Army Health Clinic along the way. And I want to encourage you, if you're moving over here to Fort Novosel or elsewhere, Ms. McCurry mentioned about reaching out from a healthcare perspective. Sometimes it's hard to know who do you call. So we'll get some more information on our social media, but I do want to give a plug. Every facility, while they have an MTF commander, they also have a patient advocate, and they are not just there to be able to take in information about maybe a concern or something that went well. They're also there just to kind of help direct you to the right place. And so if you need a place to start, that's usually a good one to start at, and they can kind of help direct you on what the process is. Or maybe if you have a EFMP or a family member that's in the Exceptional Family Member Program, that's a good place to start as well, just to go to a patient advocate and they can connect you to the right people. Well, hey, I want to thank you again, Major General McCurry, Ms. McCurry, for giving us some of your time today, not to mention your insights. I think there is a lot to unpackage. Hopefully our folks driving in or wherever you're listening to your podcast have taken a few notes. We are very honored to have you in this space, and it's definitely been a benefit to me, and I know all of our listeners here. Hey, and to all of our listeners out there, I really appreciate you listening in. This is Lieutenant Colonel Holt signing off, reminding you that your healthiest chapter is ahead and that the only way is forward.
The Lister Health Talks podcast is produced by the Lister Army Health Clinic Public Affairs Office at Fort Novosel. Tune in to our next episode for a very special show. Stay healthy, Fort Novosel.